All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A deal was made over the weekend that a lot of Tigers fans, including a lot of people on this show, was hoping it was going to be the Tigers making the deal for Matt Chapman, bringing him here to solidify third base. Now, we kind of all knew that that was going by the wayside when they brought in Gio Urshela. Urshela. But when you see the terms that Chapman signed for, that's what makes you angry, because it was something that could have got done, and you're wondering, what in the world is Scott Harris up to? What is he doing?
Let me ask you a question now here. And look, would I have been happy if the Tigers signed Matt Chapman for the same amount of money? Sure. But let's look at this realistically. And by the way, and I know Rieger will be here with Wojo, and based on Twitter, Rieger and Costa and a lot of other folks, when is Matt Chapman going to Cooperstown? You'd think that this guy was like the greatest player of all time, the way people were bitching about the Tigers not signing him. Now, like I said,
Gold Glove third baseman.
Okay. So the contract, you know, 4 1-year contracts, everybody says. So it's somebody he can opt out. Right. He can opt out. Mm-hmm. But suppose he doesn't perform well. That means he doesn't have to opt out. Is there a player on this team that you wish could opt out?
But see, I think that's...
And here's the other thing, okay?
You can't be afraid to make moves because you made a bad move with Javi Baez.
No, but you can't go crazy over just because of home runs. Now, last year, Chapman, he did get injured late, but you know what? He had 17 home runs, and his on-base percentage was .330. Projected for this year, 21 and .326. Do you know last year he struck out 165 times in 509 at bats? Javi Baez, who blows, had 510 at bats. That's one more. He struck out only 125 times. You would never think that. Okay, so here's my problem with going crazy. Yes, if they would have signed Matt Chapman, fine, it'd have been good. But when you project, and people are just doing projections, so I'm going to project favorably for Chapman, his projections for this year, statistically, baseballreference.com, like I said, 21 home runs, 326 RBIs. You have, granted, you might not like a platoon or a group there, and I'm going to say right now, before you say, well, some of these guys are going to play other positions. Yes, they will. Okay? But if you add up, you know, McKinstry, Veerling, Ibanez, who Ibanez should play against left-handers all the time because he kills them, and Urshela, let's see, 9-11, do the math, 31. That's 43 home runs. Now, some of them would be hit while they were playing other positions.
Or you just go out and go get a third baseman that you can play every day, and you go that route.
But they don't want to,
rather than Frankenstein this thing.
I understand that, but I know people don't want to hear it, okay? And I know the division's wide open. So let's see if we can win the division. Is Matt Chapman going to be that much of a difference maker compared to the four people that I mentioned that are probably going to play that position? And the other thing is,
but hold on,
if you're going to sign a guy for a 4-year contract, So allegedly, now it might not work out. It may not work out, but allegedly starting maybe late this year, but definitely next year, Chase Young is going to be their, that's who they think is going to be their third baseman.
But it's not really not a four-year deal.
Here's the thing. I think a couple of things here. One, you at least wanted to hear that the Tigers were in negotiation, and people would be like, well, how do you know that they weren't? Because the agent would have leaked it out and said, hey, the Tigers made a phone call, and Chapman decided, no, I don't want to go there. Fine. You picked up the phone. You made an effort. But just to say, we're going to Frankenstein this thing and we're going to wait to see what happens with Chase down the line. No, because you have so much money under the cap of just the median.
Your own cap, because you don't have a cap.
No, but I'm saying, but just the median of what teams are spending. You're so far under that you could afford. If it doesn't work out, okay. So now you have two guys that didn't work out, but you're trying. You can't hamstring yourself because of a bad Javi Baez deal.
I'd rather them, and I'm not giving Scott Harris credit at all for this, okay? In fact, I think he's wrong. I'd rather do the J.D. Martinez thing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And they talk about, well, it's going to keep at bats away from people. Evan Petzold and the Free Press wrote about it. Well, Joe wants J.D. Martinez. Petzold wrote, and this is the Tigers' point of view, according to him, is they want guys who are not going to be stuck at playing DH. They want guys who can actually, I don't know, play in the field. I disagree. I think J.D. Martinez, especially as his price seems to be dropping, would be perfect for this team. He's got a great work ethic, takes notes on every at-bat. I'd rather have J.D. Martinez and take my chances with whatever happens at third base, because the team's going to need some offense.
But you don't want another Cabrera situation.
But this notion that Matt Chapman is this great player. Now, because I said it, he will be an amazing player.
He's not a great player, Stoney, but he's an upgrade to the Frankenstein that you would have had at third base.
And he represents trying. Like you said, Rico, he represents an attempt to try.
You have
this division
money.
Is ready now.
Right, you got money to spend in a division that's not that great. So, yeah, he hits home runs. Okay, he's going to strike out as well. My thing is, if they just didn't want to do this because of Javi Baez, then I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't think that's the reason.
I'm saying, but if you're like, well, look at, we got stuck with this contract, because if he comes out, lights it up, he'll opt out, he'll leave. It's a win-win. You use me, I used you, and together, hopefully, we won some games. Now, like I said, with JD. Sign him to a 1-year deal, maybe a 2-year.
But just
go and do something, because right now you've done nothing.
We don't. Well, look, what it is, they know what, whether we agree with it or not, their plan is very Lion-esque to a certain extent. Draft our own, get our own guys, and develop. That's what it seems, and teach them the strike zone and all that stuff. That seems to be the plan. And if that's going to be the plan, unfortunately for us, okay, me included, it's going to take time.
Right. But see, here's why I don't like that plan, because it's not like you're in a division where we were never going to win this thing. You're so right. You know what? We could take our time. We could let the young fellas. You're in a division. Like, if you don't get, if you get off to a good start instead of the normal April start where it seems like you're already 10 games below 500, you can win this thing. It's not that far-fetched to say. If you can go out there, and if you're just at break even at the end of April, giving yourself an opportunity to get hot later, it's a division that could be had.
I think they look at it almost the same way Yzerman looked at the Red Wings a couple of years ago. We're not that good right now, so why bother to spend money just to make us eh? Now, the answer to that is, like you said, and rightfully so, this division blows. That's so if they were in a different division, would you change your opinion?
Yeah. If they were in the East,
yes.
I'm not saying this. At that point, yep, play the young guys, do what you can. It's a foregone conclusion. You're not going to challenge any of the teams in the East.
Right, but then,
but you don't play there.
But right or wrong, when the numbers stack up evenly between the Frankenstein, whatever you want to call it, of the three or four guys who are going to play third base and Matt Chapman, except that, yes, he is a Gold Glove player. 248-539-9797. Now, if you want to be angry at Scott Harris, a very good friend of mine is basically, I don't know the correct way to pronounce the word, but epileptic would be one. Apoplectic maybe is the correct response. I'm not sure. That the fact that the Tigers at number three selected Max Clark, a high school player, instead of Wyatt Lankford from the University of Florida, who's lit up, you know, the minors last year after his collegiate season and is lighting up spring training and might actually make the Rangers 1 year. He believes that this kid's going to be unfreaking believable, that he was the third and the Tigers went for the fifth kid. I think that one you have to completely let play out to use a Jansen expression, because he drafted a kid who you think is going to be great, but he's out of high school, so that's going to take some time. So, but if it, like I said, if Langford does do what my friend thinks he's going
to do, with your friend being epileptic.
Well, what's the word where you go crazy?
That's it. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's it. Okay, right. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
you lost me for a second. I'm like,
yeah, overcome with anger, extremely indignant, and that's it.
That's it. Okay. Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Wikipedia.
Thank you.
I had to make sure I get Tony to make sure he was right.
Right.
Was
like, right. I'm not making fun of people who have epilepsy. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Okay. All right.
248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.